At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Patty?
What up, Patrick?
What are you doing?
Is that a Christmas tree?
You said what?
Is that a Christmas tree? It is a Christmas
just
tree.
An ornamental tree at this point.
It's just a tree, honestly, if it's not December. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it's not.
No, don't do that, Shinadu. Don't make him feel good about having that tree.
No, it's true. Trees are year round.
It's the Easter tree now.
Well, take off the Christmas stuff then. Just put on some other you know, Easter's coming up. Why don't you know Easter decorations on there, Pat?
Yeah, put some Easter stuff on there.
You're not gonna.
Why not?
Because
Easter decoration? Rabbits, they're trying to distract you guys.
Pat got ADHD. That is too much work.
You're supposed to multiply.
Is that what they mean?
Yeah. It's a season of multiplying. What are you doing, Chinadu?
That's just like a dude to have just like a dude to have pictures on the floor.
Yeah, why is it not on the wall?
Who is this?
My wall is a window. If you...
That's terrible.
You set your room up wrong then.
I know. I gotta do all that over. No. I'm gonna get it right.
Did you just move?
No. But when I moved, I had a pipe burst, and so I was living at Airbnb for like a while.
Whoa.
How long ago was that?
Like 2 months ago. Huh?
How long ago was that?
April.
Last April?
Yeah, but I moved back in like October.
That was a year ago.
I moved back in October though. You feel me?
6 months ago.
Then I'm busy. It's, you know, organizing room ain't high on a priority list. I'm not streaming yet. Once I start streaming.
Where are you at? Are you back in LA? Where are you at?
I'm in LA, yeah. I'm back in the city.
Give us a quick pan of this.
You want to see the whole thing?
Don't do it. Don't do it, Chinadu.
All right. It's a trap.
Oh, wait, my mic is on.
Definitely a trap.
It's a trap, huh?
We about to fight about your house.
It's a small office, you know.
Okay, at least you got an office. That's okay.
Oh shoot! I just moved stuff around, guys. I'm sorry.
How was y'all's weekend? What y'all do this weekend?
Man, I'm just working, man. Did a few shows, a lot of writing, some stuff I had to get done.
Same
horror shows. Games.
What happens when y'all go to a comedy show and you're in the lineup, but there's a comedian who is just like super terrible? What do you say when they get off? Do you be like, man, good show? Like, what do you say?
Well, I don't say nothing. Don't pass that juju on me.
Yeah, I keep it chill. As long as, but don't ask me like, because if you ask me, hey, how you think I did?
Chinadu, you ever have one that be like, man, the crowd are just weird, man.
They always do. Then you go up there and rip. And they be like, yeah, they weird, bro.
What up, Keisha?
Hey, Keisha.
Hey, everybody.
What up, Keisha? How you doing, man?
I'm Chinadu.
Good seeing you.
I was just asking, what do you do if there's like a real trash comedian that went on like before you and they come off the stage? Do you like tell them like, hey, good job? Or do you just be like, ugh?
I just don't make eye contact.
See? Yeah.
You can tell, like, Keisha, hey, just got her hand up. If they walk up past you, what you gonna say?
It just depends how long they've been doing it. If they're like young in the game.
What if they're old in the game? Because I
still be like this
at that point. Be like, yeah, this. It's funny at that point.
Because I don't want to lie. I can't tell a lie. And I feel like they're expecting you to say something.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all act like it's contagious though.
It
like
is,
they,
man.
Like, yeah. They can put the bomb stink
it's
on
bad
you.
Juju. Don't get yeah. next to me.
If it's a friend, like a close friend, oh, that's the best. Because now you can joke about it. Like, oh, boy.
Nah, then we not friends no more. I don't do that. Nah, man.
Oh, boy, it's hilarious.
No. You know, in a lovely way. You know, a loving way, for sure.
Oh, boy.
But oh, boy. I see, man. I remember, I ain't going to say his name, but it was this dude he bombed one time. And he usually puts on, like, a wig and stuff. And like it was like he does like this crazy act out with this wig and it just fell flat, but it's like high energy. And I stood by the stage where he exited because I knew he needed a hug, bro. And the way he hugged me, I was like, sorry, bro. It was so funny,
He
bro.
had like a single tear come out.
But he was put in a bad position because that just wasn't his crowd at all. And he was following, I think, well, he followed Theo Vaughn as well.
Oh,
And
damn.
Theo ripped it up. So I already knew it was gonna be a little tragic.
Who be wearing a wig? Who be
I know,
who?
I'm trying to think. I was like,
Don't
who?
even know because y'all gonna figure it out if y'all think too hard. So just let's move on.
Nah, text me. Who is it? Chinadu, text me.
I'll text you.
That's a crazy performance to have a nigga on deck ready to give you a hug afterwards. That's
I would text you right now,
crazy.
Lulu. I would text you right now.
Text me right now. I want to know.
No, put it in the
Put
chat.
it in the
Put it in the
group.
Zoom chat.
Hell no.
Y'all want to know.
What was your like? What
Oh,
did y'all ever have a bomb so bad that
wow.
you
Ooh,
was
sexy
like,
Lou.
I don't want to do this no more?
Oh, wow.
You said what, Meg?
Did y'all ever bomb so bad you was like, I don't want to do this no more?
Nah.
No, I just want to be a housewife, but not because
Same.
I.
Come on, Keisha, let's go back on tour,
I was
girl.
having this conversation. I went to the Tony Baker show last night, and I just pulled up just to pull up, and he like, "Oh, Keisha, do 2 minutes," and I was like, "Yeah, I don't. I
Me, did you
can't."
wait? Did you do your 10 minutes?
I did it, but I was like, you know what? I'm out the game. I just want to put I put little jokes in my husband's work bag or
Me and Keisha,
little
we were
jokes
supposed to
his
go on
friends
a we were
they
supposed
come
to go on
over.
a Find Our Husband tour together.
I know the Barefoot
See,
and Pregnant tour. We got to schedule that.
yes. Why don't y'all do that? Oh my gosh,
What's
hit
it
me up.
called? The
They
what?
not
Barefoot
serious.
and Pregnant
The
tour.
Barefoot and Pregnant tour. We
Because
go.
y'all could be a housewife tomorrow, but y'all not serious because
Yes,
there's a
we
lot of
don't know our
steps.
lives, Chinadu. You don't know who you got,
No,
Chinadu.
no, no.
How many? Who
There's
you know, Chinadu? Who
no
you got?
because y'all
You got
got preferences. Age matters. Because there's a lot of 70-year-olds will change your life tomorrow, but
friends?
y'all don't
Shut up,
want that.
Chinadu. Chinadu, shut up. Shut up.
He said,
I
basically, if
got
you trying to be a
70
PYT,
longevity
y'all ain't trying to be
husband.
no PYTs out here with a
You
70-year-old
know, if y'all
husband. I mean,
look,
he said y'all weren't serious.
I'm
y'all
willing to
weren't
go
serious. Y'all
white.
look 18 years above you. You can find that
Listen,
tomorrow.
I
I'm
will
willing
stop stand up tomorrow if I could
to
sit at home, be barefoot and pregnant. I will stop tomorrow. I am
But for a
tired.
70-year-old man,
No. Don't listen to Chinadu.
I'm just
Don't
saying.
listen to
Why is being
Chinadu.
barefoot part of the dream?
It's just a term.
It's a
You
term,
heard
man.
bro.
Cause
Heels
guess
part of the
what?
dream.
Cause
I don't even
heels
want to have
equal
to put on
stress.
shoes.
Exactly. Heels
Oh, I
and
get it.
shoes equal
I don't
stress.
want to have to leave the porch. You hear me?
I'm in the backyard in my garden, like Jody's mama. Like I'm in the backyard with
They
my.
sold us that lie, that strong, independent black woman lie.
I know that's only in America, y'all. In the other countries, they living amazingly. These women
Listen, I went to go see my cousin in Panama, and she's living the dream. I
are.
was like, I'm over here working and independent, and she got a whole house. She's sitting there cooking all day. I'm like, this is fun, man. This is fun. I want to do this shit. Her husband just give her the credit card. I'm like, this is fun. My dad be giving my mom the credit card. I'm like, y'all fucked up wanting to be all independent, have dreams and shit.
Y'all said all this straight to an African man's face.
I was like, you don't know
Y'all don't know, he knows.
the
He know.
He not the only immigrant here. Fuck out of here, Chinadu.
Where you come
Panama,
from,
hey.
Lulu?
Panama?
Where
You
you
knew
come
that.
from? Shout out to Panama,
Patrick,
man.
you ask me this question every fucking year,
You from New
man.
York.
Yeah, you from New York City, bro.
First generation in New York, and we didn't like that shit. That's why my parents live back in Panama. All right.
They moved
Right.
back.
Yes, that's what I just said. I just want to see my family. And
I
They
used
go
to
back.
always wonder why people will go back. Like, why would you go? America is great. And then I grew up and I was like, oh, I'm trying to leave too.
Yeah, it's
I'm
that
actually in
half.
the process of buying an apartment in Panama. Fuck this shit.
Wow, that's
I'm
dope.
out. Did they go back early, Lulu, or they went back like after they retired?
As soon as my dad retired.
My dad go back
Right.
for like 6 months at a time sometimes. He'll go to Nigeria for like
Yeah.
four.
So
Just
they go back and forth, but now I'm like, I'm buying an apartment over there. They getting a house back over there. I'm like, yo, we got land over there.
What's
Fuck
Panama
that.
like? Like, what's it like out there?
Amazing.
It's slow. You know, it's that slow life.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, I saw it on 90 Day Fiance. It looked
it's what
amazing.
matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my uncle got chickens and shit in the
Yeah.
backyard, and it's
Just
nice
food.
mango trees, lemon tree. Man, that shit's hot, man.
Food, family, and fun, man. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
So
What
it's like
life is supposed to be.
countryside.
like
It depends
tropical
on where you live.
country.
There's a city. There's definitely.
That's true.
The place I'm getting is gonna be in the city, but my parents, their spot is in the country.
Keisha, like she had bad news right now. You good, Keisha? What's going on?
No, I'm just listening. Keisha,
would you move to another country for a man?
No. What if he
Damn.
promised you these
See, you don't
dreams?
want it. You don't want it. What
Exactly.
about
He ain't
another
supposed to
state?
offer
So here's
himself.
the thing.
Why not?
What's popping in Ghana?
Just
I'll
because I want to
go.
be away from my family.
What's
But what
popping
if
in
he was
Ghana,
so wealthy
Trinidad?
he could just fly your family in?
I like how I'll be getting questions about all African
How
countries.
often
I
is
am from
that? Like, my parents
Nigeria.
getting older. I want to be. It depends where. I don't want to be too far away.
Africa is
Okay.
fucking huge.
It
I was
is,
going on
but.
in Zimbabwe,
What's popping
Chinadu.
in Morocco, Chinadu? They got no clue.
He asked you about Ghana.
Up, Herm? Glad you decided to join us.
What's up,
Yeah,
everybody?
Chinadu, put together
What up,
African tour for us so I can go find
Herm?
somebody.
But he can't have no. I could be his only wife. I'm the only wife.
I'm not trying to be wife number six.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
See?
not trying to do
Y'all
that.
don't want it then.
Yeah, at least he open about
I
it.
want it. I just want
You have to
it.
be open to their culture. That's
Oh, that's
a big
all.
part of their culture. You
I need
might
an
be the ninth wife.
Americanized
African just
one.
might not be for me.
Yeah,
Look
give
how
me one
look
that's
look.
Americanized.
Yeah, all right, Neo, join Neo clan.
Fuck no.
What if you what if they had five wives, but you were the favorite though?
How favorite? How much of a favorite am I?
Like you only see the other ones on holidays.
Facts.
That's even worse.
Don't everybody gotta get treated the same?
Yep.
No.
No,
Chico, you think she
no.
get Christmas?
Uh-uh.
No.
So you ain't gotta buy a car for all your wives?
You
Yeah,
need to
that,
tell
but you ain't
us.
gotta treat them all the same.
Herm, you
Presents,
don't even
yeah.
got a car for yourself.
That's
Like,
why
what
I
are
ain't
you
got no
talking
wife.
about?
Do they live separately?
He's worried about the wrong things, man.
That's why I ain't got no wife. That's why we chill.
What
Hey, wait, gotta wait till
if
I get
y'all
married.
lived? What if y'all lived with him and the other wives like live somewhere else?
You not about to have another wife, my nigga? No.
How often does he see them?
See,
Think
Luke's kind
about
of still in. All
yeah.
right.
But Keisha, being a wife is hard. Think of all the pressure that's off your shoulders because it's shared now. You know what I
That
mean?
God takes the pressure off my
Because
shoulders.
your salary doesn't diminish. It's like a new coworker coming to take some of your tasks, but your salary stays the same. Who
That's crazy.
salary stay the same? I
Your
get
salary stay the same.
benefits.
Benefits
I
stay
get
the same.
priority.
So everything that you don't like doing, he
Yeah,
has a wife
another
for
wife
it. So
for.
you don't have to do it ever.
I just
Period.
don't like doing laundry. But
Whatever. I don't like doing when we can
You ain't
hire
got to
somebody
touch
to do
balls ever
another.
again.
I like
Yeah.
touching balls. That's not the problem. It's the other
Right, that's not a
housework
problem.
shit.
That is the actual problem. The other wife is no.
Yeah, they can't
Also
touch no
touching balls.
balls.
Okay.
Wait, what'd you
You
say?
can
What if they were
do the
into some weird
laundry.
stuff? What if they were like they like getting their toes sucked and you didn't like that? So
Nah.
he never asked you because he had a
Yeah.
toe sucker down the street.
Yeah, after
Wait, wait,
CrossFit.
wait, wait. He like his toes suck?
You like some he had some weird thing that you didn't want to do, but they took care of it.
Yeah, she can
Right.
suck his toes. Go suck his toes.
And then he
Go
never asked you about it. So you guys
Lulu
never
see the
even had to
vision,
talk
man.
about
Lulu see the vision. She's serious.
it.
Yeah,
Hold
no.
strong,
That's
Keish.
being serious.
Hold on.
Listen,
Hold strong, girl. Don't
I've been
listen to
on the
them.
road for 3 years straight, and I leave on Wednesday to go back on the road. I am tired. So if a bitch want to suck his toes so I can stay home, go ahead and suck him, girl.
Keisha,
Suck, girl.
does this change
Suck
if
him.
he has a palace? Imagine same rules, but he has a palace.
Yeah.
I'm
I'm
there. Sign
emotionally
me
connected
up, man.
to my relationships and my husband that I can't share you with another. What? Another? You got
What if he
another?
is a sultan? What if the house so big you don't even see her? It's impossible to.
I don't
Hold
care.
him
I
in
know she
quad.
exists.
This isn't a
No.
mansion. This is a palace.
It's a
No. I don't even
compound.
want to live in a house that big.
Why not?
Sign
All right,
me
here, here's
annoying
the
me.
house.
You don't want another woman in
Scared
your
me.
house. That's point blank. You just don't want another woman in your house.
No, you cannot have an. Yeah, you can't have another woman.
Go get her another house and I'll be fine.
Back.
Get
All
rid of her. Tired, okay?
right, Keisha, two wives, just two. It's only one
No,
other
do you
one.
understand? You can't even have a side chick, let alone a wife. You marry her, she got a ring, she got your
But
last
that's
name,
honest.
she get
Yeah.
holiday. No, absolutely not.
At one point in time, my daddy had a side chick, and my parents are still together and they are happy. Listen, do what you gotta do. I'm
He's not
tired.
gonna make me happy though.
Moral of the story, take it on the chin. For a palace. That's a good.
I just get a guy in America. Like,
listen, dudes been cheating on women for the free. If you gonna cheat on me and be a sultan and have a palace,
there's a nigga with multiple wives and a studio apartment.
Lulu know how to do math, man. Lulu know how to do math.
I'm tired, man. Y'all, you not tired enough, Keisha. You ain't tired yet.
I don't want to deal with the bullshit because I'm tired.
I'm tired. Ain't no bullshit. I'm gonna be happy. I have my babies. Yeah. I have my garden.
So you trying to tell me I can't be Meg? It can only be one Meg on this Zoom, is what you said.
No, you could be. You could, girl. You could be Meg. You hold so strong. Hold tight. Hold tight to the dream, okay?
Meg working though. You say you want to be a housewife. Meg literally
working. See, Meg working. Meg was in LA.
What I do?
I know. We're not saying it. We talking
about Meg. Listen, let me tell you, I've been to Meg's house first of all. Okay, I pulled up and I was like, "Where this nigga friends at? He has some brothers."
See, but that's the thing, Keisha.
I'm looking at.
That's the thing, though.
They ain't paying me, but they paying Meg apparently.
Listen, but that's the thing. Meg work because she wanna work, not because she has to work. I'm working because I have to work. Mm-hmm. I don't
Meg
have
woke
to
up and
shit.
Sent a Zoom link out. What you?
That's what I said. Meg ain't really doing real work. And job. She ain't around there.
I will not let y'all diminish my job as head of production for all that. Okay,
it's fun.
Meg, you showed up for worse taste and just told niggas where to sit.
Y'all
That's
talking?
It.
Y'all talking like she went out? Y'all
really gonna reduce me to that?
I'm
saying her job is fun. You talking like she work at a factory?
You don't gotta crunch numbers.
She ain't a coal miner.
She got up and did housewife things. She did not get up and do working woman things. She got up when she felt like getting up.
Mm-hmm. Nah, she had to wake up.
Kid,
to go
they
take
was watching cartoons.
Yeah,
she was online shopping. You hear what I'm saying?
Wow, Keisha, you gonna do my life like that? Wow,
she made your shit worse, man.
They went outside wow. painting. She taking the kids out for nature walk. You see what I'm saying? That's
First
what I'm
all,
talking
back.
About.
She just diminished the whole fact that you gotta wake up and take care of them kids. She said she wake up when she want to.
Like, I mean, basically, do Matt work. Was like, "I got Millie, I could fix her cereal." You know what I'm saying? And then he hopped on the game, and then he was online shopping. And she said, "I'm gonna take y'all outside. We're gonna do some little outside nature type of stuff.
Nah, that's
and then
real.
We'll go to the pool." And then Meg is really living a real housewife of Atlanta.
That's not. Every day, Keisha, that was that day.
Yeah, I was there.
But what if that but what if the second wife, Keisha, likes to do everything you like to do? Like, she's like your best friend.
No.
You know what I mean? She likes to say,
ain't about to be my, I'm not Kiki. What? No.
What was the prompt?
Hey, Chinadu, make that call for me. Call Ghana, Zimbabwe, Nigeria.
Call Ghana.
Call Ghana.
Hello, Ghana.
Hello, no, no, no. I have a queen from Panama.
Oh, country.
Mr. Ghana on the phone.
Yo, this is a good place as any to get started. Welcome to this episode of Squadcast. As you can see, the hair's not here, so we having fun. There's six of us today. Forget him. We blowing a budget, and he got to pay for it.
Yeah, because all the women don't want to work. We don't want to be here.
Yes, welcome to our guest for this show, Miss Keisha E., Herman Rice and Chididu Anaka, and shout out to our OGs Patrick Cloud and Lulu Gonzalez. I'm Meg Scoop. Hey, we'll be right back after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, I know therapy can feel like a big investment, but the state of your mind is just as important as your physical health. Look, let's talk numbers, all right? Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere between $100 to $250 per session. Like that's a lot of money, all right? That adds up very, very quickly. But with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. With BetterHelp, you pay a flat fee for weekly sessions, saving you big on costs and on time. Therapy should feel accessible, all right? Not like luxury. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense and can help you with anything from anxiety to everyday stress. Your mental health is worth it. And now it's within reach. I've expressed to y'all my therapy journey for a long time now. Let me tell you something. I am in a great space because of it. Anxiety is down, confidence is up. I couldn't feel better. I love it also because it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and it helps set boundaries, all right? It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma in their lives. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. My favorite thing about it, though, is convenient. All right? You can join a session with just a click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy schedule. On top of that, you can switch therapists at any time. Your well-being is worth it. So visit betterhelp.com/squad to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD.
Would you rather, now you only pick one, this is for the rest of your life. Would you rather burp every 30 seconds versus fart every minute?
Now, we can't get a time extension. That's quick as hell.
That's a lot.
That's it. For the rest of your life, you got to do, you're a burper or a farter. Which one?
Every minute.
Now, here's the kicker. So your burps aren't always the same. Sometimes it's a, you don't know what's going to come, right? Sometimes they're stinky, sometimes they're not. And that's the same for the farts. You don't know if it's a big fart, little fart, stinky, or not.
We don't know. Stuttering now.
Because with a bad fart, you can shit on yourself.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's not a wet fart. First of all, what?
She said they different every time.
I ain't never shadow myself.
What did you hear what she said?
What are you eating, my brother?
My brother,
no, you don't. It's just hair.
I got it shipped in from Africa, baby. This shit fucked my stomach up,
bro. Man, you gotta fix your diet.
I'd rather fart every minute. I feel like I fart a lot anyway. But
damn, Keisha,
because I eat clean, you know what I mean? Broccoli,
I ain't got nothing to do with farting a lot.
But I feel like farting every 30 seconds is like. You can't even hold a conversation. You burping. It's like
you farting every 2 seconds too. What?
No, minute. Every minute.
That means if you do an hour on stage, the audience. If I'm by myself,
if I'm chilling in the house by myself, I don't care. I can fart all day, but burping is gonna be irritating, even if I'm by myself.
Because think about it. If y'all are on stage and you're doing a set, it's a burp literally every single time. Whereas a fart, you may or may not hear
every 30 minutes. That's only two burps. That's nothing.
30 seconds. Burping 30 seconds, farting every minute.
Definitely fart.
You would fart on stage?
Yes, I could deal with that.
Nobody's up there but you.
You can't prove that was me.
Unless it was loud and it echoed through the microphone.
Right.
I'll pretend like it's on purpose, a part of my act. I'm doing like a voice thing.
Now you're the farting comic?
Every couple seconds, you're
going to pretend
like
you're farting.
This is what you guys don't realize. If you're farting every minute, there's this thing where if something smells after a while, you can't smell it no more. And so
that's just you, bro.
No. That's science. That's why
you what?
Yeah, walk into somebody's house and it smells, but they can't really smell it.
Yeah,
that's, you know what I mean?
Because you're conditioned. These people just saw you. And now you're the master
sense now. You know all about freshness, huh?
Yeah.
No, you would leave the stage stinking. They're not used to your scent. You would go up there, do 15 minutes, fart 15 times, and then the next comics would be like, oh, I don't want to go after Chinadu.
That's just an hour of my life,
though. Every fart isn't going to smell.
Right. It doesn't necessarily smell.
I think about my whole life, not just the stage. I'd rather fart every minute.
Now, what about when you have a sex, Chinadu?
Hey, you know, it's a conversation we got to have.
It's better than burping.
Some people got to have the small dick conversation. I got to have the fart conversation.
No, y'all don't be having a small dick conversation. Y'all be lying.
Right. I don't know that line. Don't point at me. Hold on. Who you pointing at?
Somebody was going down on me, and it was. I tried my hardest to not, and I just couldn't.
You farted at man's mouth?
Keisha, wait, you see?
Is that what Keisha just said?
Yes.
Yeah. While he was going down on her, bruh.
I felt it coming, like my stomach was rumbling. We went to dinner, we had a bunch of wine, and
what? Tell him what
he said. You didn't pull him up before?
I know.
That's nasty. You don't.
Did he hear it? Did it make a noise?
You don't love that.
It was in his face.
You don't love that man.
What happened afterwards?
I know. I'm leaving. I'm walking out the door.
How do you react?
He was just like, I think he knew it was coming.
He could smell the.
Okay. It didn't smell though. That was the thing. It didn't smell.
You don't know that. You farted on that man's face.
He probably just wanted to stay.
It didn't smell. It was just like
some dudes have a fetish.
You don't get to say the smells, Keisha.
He didn't say it smelled. It was just like, you first.
Did y'all still date after that?
Yeah, I was gonna say he made me his girlfriend after that. So I mean, not like
Oh,
he was just waiting for that. I can't make it official till you fart on my face.
I mean, some guys like that shit.
I stopped at that point and I wouldn't get in the shower.
Hey, I've done it to my husband by accident and he was like, hey, we're in it for life, huh?
Y'all are farting on faces?
Not on purpose.
It wasn't on purpose. I held it as long as I could. Now I really had to go.
No one accused y'all of it.
No, but here's the problem.
You can't be fucking after you eat oxtails.
Why not?
Just because that's what's going to happen.
Wait, Keisha, that's what you ate?
No, I had steak. I had steak, asparagus, potato.
Oh, it was asparagus.
It was the butter and the potato.
No, I didn't have. No, actually, I didn't have asparagus. I think I had broccoli. I was going to get asparagus. I switched it
broccoli
up.
Broccoli does cause farts.
But we had a lot of wine and, you know.
The problem is, you were holding.
It made me have to go. Sometimes alcohol make me have to go to the bathroom.
You had time to tell him, Keisha, and you didn't. That's the problem.
Because I didn't feel it at first before it happened. And then we were already in it once I started to be like, oh, my stomach was like bubbling up. And then it was like.
Wait. He wasn't eating your butt, right?
Number two, huh?
He wasn't eating your butt, right?
No, he wasn't eating my butt.
It's close enough, Pat.
He's getting real freaky.
And Pat was like, what kind of lingerie did you have on at that moment?
Damn, Pat.
Wait, why is that? Why is that weird? She farted. I was asking where he was.
Was he eating your butt? At what angle was he eating?
Herm, it's on topic, man.
I was laying down.
Let me not ruin the fantasy for everybody.
So, I mean, you really farted on his chin slash neck.
Hey, brother, let him finish. My bad. Kinda.
And then I was just like, I'm so.
That ain't luck. Y'all don't have no real love if you ain't willing to let your girl fart.
I mean, it's still funny.
That wasn't marriage, Meg. That was a. Out of marriage.
Well, but obviously he loved her because that was her boyfriend. He made her his girlfriend.
That fart was out of wedlock.
That was probably
what would y'all do with y'all's current partners if they did that? You'd be like, I'm done with you.
They weren't together yet.
It's a mood killer for sure.
It's definitely a mood killer.
It was a wrap.
Coming on.
But at that point, I had to go to the bathroom anyway, so I went and. I did number two, and then I got
Keisha.
Damn,
that's a real one.
When we was out of town.
Keisha's a real one.
So you gave him time alone to reflect on what just happened.
Out of town, so it definitely was a mood killer. Like
that's how you get pink eye and shit like that. Them fart particles.
Fart.
You're not supposed to.
Yes,
do.
Yes, you do. That's
and
exactly
I'm like
how you get.
I'm a shark. If I try to hold it in, so
you
I
think when
to,
you
I
fart, don't no particles come out? Do you get a little shit particles? That's when you ever seen the white boys that be farting on their friends,
real shit,
and then
real
they get
shit.
Pink eye.
I'm sure it's from other things, okay?
No,
it's from farting on your friends.
When you smell a fart, that means like the air in your nose was in their
Yeah, that's right. When you're on an airplane, your face be all oily because all them farts is in the air and they ain't going.
Wait, what? Why?
Your face be oily.
Yes, when you ever got off a plane and went straight to the bathroom, your face be like glistening with oil because like it be shiny because all that fart in the air ain't going nowhere but on people's faces.
That's never happened to me.
Every time you get off a plane, you need to go clean off your face, bro.
I have a spray that I spray on my face when I get off the plane.
I go straight to the bathroom and rinse my face off.
Yeah, I have a spray for my face.
I don't know, Chidi. I think that's from those drugs you took before you got on.
Oh, no.
let me just do this bump real quick so I can make it through this.
Damn, man.
Hey, bump. I ain't never did cocaine. My nose too big to do cocaine, first of all. I should go straight to my frontal lobe.
Nigga, ruin the party. Nigga, do the whole bag.
Don't be doing my African kings like that. Don't do that, Meg.
Thank you,
don't do that.
And for that, Lulu, I'm going to get your husband.
But wait, for real. But like, my face don't ever be greasy when I get off the plane.
You don't go to the bathroom.
You be the one farting, man.
No, I do. I always, every time I get off the plane, because you know I fly to LA every month, I get off the plane and I go straight to the bathroom. And my face is always like this.
It might because the makeup be flawless. That's why.
I don't wear makeup. I don't even have makeup on now. I don't wear makeup when I'm traveling.
All right. Well, shit. I don't know. Maybe you're first class. Maybe the farts don't reach there.
No.
But I'm in the back.
I'm scared.
I feel you, Chinadu.
It's that curtain.
Yeah, it's the curtain.
Damn, now I'm gonna think about that on every plane. Like, damn, this is just a big old fart tunnel.
I did a little research.
I don't believe you. I gotta look this up.
There was a chick who was telling like just to keep your face clean and everything when you get off the plane, there's a spray that you can use. It's like a probiotic and it helps like keep your face from all the fucking germs and shit that's on the plane. Cause that's recycled air. That's not like y'all can't open a
Thank you.
window
They're
and
all
get
gross.
fresh air.
Sneezing,
So
farting, breathing, all of it.
yeah.
All
I
of it
got you,
together.
Trinidad. Don't worry, they got fucked up skin. I got you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
What?
Don't
Look at
worry.
my skin.
That's
Man.
filters.
That's
Wow, this is my skin.
That's
That's what
the
Brandon
Zoom
gonna say last
filter,
night
Meg.
about.
Let's be
No, it's my
real. It's
skin.
the Zoom
I have an
filter.
amazing Korean skincare regimen.
You got the beauty
Okay,
hack
that
on.
makes sense.
Come on.
They do got the best skincare.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Who?
burp is low
Brandon
key
gonna say
bad for
last
you
night.
too, though.
I
Who?
saw Akeisha's skin popping. She ain't got to worry about that rent. I was like, hold on, my skin always been popping under that. You bet.
Wait,
What'd
what'd
you
you
say,
say,
Trinidad?
Chinna? Get off of here with your little stupid facts. You say burping. What'd you say? Burping's no good for you either.
No, it's actually bad for you. Like, 'cause you could, it could like ruin like or something like acid reflux. It causes all types of problems after a while. No, for real.
Okay, Dr. Unaka, we got it.
Look, I'm just trying to answer the question scientifically.
How is
You feel
burping
me?
bad for you? Like we chose, like we choose to do it. It
Yeah.
just happened.
It seems
You
like
should
it
have
would
won
be.
shit in people's
Acid
mouths.
reflux kind of
Yeah,
comes
after so
back
many
up.
times of doing that, it seems like it would be. It might mess up
Yeah.
the lining in your esophagus or something. Well, y'all
Exactly.
burp, y'all be like throwing up a little bit in your mouth every time.
No, but I said
No.
if you're doing it every 30 seconds, and then you said sometimes it could be a small one, but sometimes it could be like.
Oh yeah, on this, just like for the farts, nothing wet slips out. Just for the burps, nothing wet comes up. It's just a burp. Sometimes it makes noise, but it's just a burp.
But a burp that much will cause like throat irritation, etc. You
Man,
could get
you ain't have
depressed.
no friends at school, Chinadu.
What do you mean?
You got all these fats. You just ruining everything.
Well, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle the N-word.
I get to be fun, Meg, today. Tahir's not here.
You took the words right out of my
the hell?
I'm fun. Tahir's not here. There's six of us here. I booked a lot of people.
Six is fun. Herm, why are you in Chinadu's house?
Yeah, what's your background decoration, man? You gotta have something in the background.
You always got the ceiling. Like,
I know, Herm, you gotta readjust your house. Come on
Keisha in
now.
my house too.
I am.
Keisha
I'm a,
downstairs.
we go on tour in April, so I'm finna get me some nice furniture soon. Okay.
Okay.
Like after the tour?
During the tour. Fuck it.
I was like, just missed a shift.
Yeah, I just came from the gym. I just came from the gym. I got a lot going on. I just hopped on because Meg asked me, so I
What you be
pulled
doing
up.
at the gym?
Janitorial.
You ask a lot of questions, Pat.
He be making sure the towels was clean.
That's a
Said, "Go."
crazy thing to say. I just went
You
to
have on a
the
collared shirt. I was like, you just came from the gym like
He's
once
going for
a while.
the
It's not
gym.
a collar shirt. It's a. It's
That's
like.
the uniform they wear, Keisha. That's
This is the uniform you wear.
janitorial.
It is. This
I
is.
was just at the gym.
I had to clean up that spa room after Lulu was in
That's crazy.
Stupid.
For the
Hey guys, let's vote. Okay, are you gonna burp every 30 seconds or are you gonna
No,
fart
no. This
every
one is
30 seconds? Lulu,
why
did I
difficult.
go first? I guess fart every minute. Damn.
Keisha,
farting. I'm Putin.
Herm,
I'm a belch. Hell.
Chinadu.
Burping every 30 seconds be depressing. I'm a fart, man.
That's like Rick from Rick and Morty. I'm
Oh
Putin. That's
yeah, and I'm
gross.
gonna fart too, because I feel like if it's every minute, you can kind of time it and be like, all right, you know, and 1 minute.
Facts.
All right, so it looks like the farters have it, you nasties. We'll be right back
You
after
chose that.
this. Okay, welcome back. Would
What?
you rather every day of your life be Saturday versus every day of your life be Sunday?
It's exactly the same.
No, it's not.
Are
No,
we
because
talking
Chick-fil-A not open
metaphorically?
on Sundays.
I'm gonna
Are
take
we talking
Sunday.
metaphorically
Born
or
today. Literally
literally?
every day, every morning you wake up, it's whatever your sat it's Saturday or it's Sunday. For
But that's
you, what
gonna
is that? Some
eventually.
people like one day over the other. What is it? Which day would you
Oh,
rather
wait, I
have?
don't know.
I
I
like
got a lot
Sunday.
of shows on
I love
Saturday.
Sunday. Feels cozy. Feels like you ain't really got to do too much. Saturday is like a vibe. You a lot of party, and there's a lot of shit going on Saturday.
But that's
Sunday, you
only
feel like.
because of it. in the context of the other days of the week. If every day was Saturday, it's not going to feel like Saturday. It's
But
just going to be a
I work on
confusing way to
Saturdays.
schedule.
But I think that's part of the question, though. Like, every day is a Saturday. Like, it feels like a Saturday. Or does it feel like a Sunday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sunday, you got
I
work the
work
next day.
Saturdays and I'm usually off on Sundays, but there's nothing open on Sundays.
But you get to relax.
Yeah.
Things open
But I felt like I'm always Sundays, I'm always prepping for the week. But if there's nothing to prep for, like
So there's no more week, meaning like no more work, or we just start working on
whatever you do
Saturday?
on your Saturdays or your Sundays is what, like, that's the vibe every single day. So it's not like, oh, Sunday I'm prepping for work, because you don't have work on, there's no Monday. It's just Sunday
Yeah.
again when you wake up. So what
And
do these
everything's
days
gonna
look
be
like for
open.
you?
Yeah, everything's gonna be open on Sunday too, because every day is Sunday. This is one of the worst questions I ever heard asked.
Yeah. Awful.
Can you go being awful again, Chidi? You ain't have no friends.
It's the worst
I don't have
question
any
I've
good facts about this, so
ever.
let's move on.
Right,
It just
because you
don't make
can't have
sense
no
because
facts.
every
Sundays,
Sundays got
Sundays are
nothing, no
chill.
research on this.
Sundays I get to work. I get to be in the house of the Lord, get my good word. If I take Saturdays off,
Amen.
I'll never get that. Sundays are chill. Sundays, Sundays are good. I think
Me
I'm chill.
personally, I go to church on Saturday, so God knows it's real. You
Oh,
know,
you Seventh Day Adventist or are you Jewish?
now I pull up Saturday when the world is sinning. I'm in there.
Is
Yeah.
anybody else in there with you, or is it just
All right,
you?
I'm pretty sure the doors is closed.
He was there.
Church doors are never closed unless you Marvin
Thank you,
Sapp,
Lulu.
okay?
Thank you,
Damn.
Lulu. You can
Man,
tell
you
Herb
and Lulu
never
know
been.
all the real facts. You guys are amazing today.
But
Yeah, because we
Herb's in
read,
charge.
man.
Herb
Yeah.
does all the
We
real research.
Herb's in
read.
charge of
We
blocking the door, so he would know.
don't just be. Yeah, I go to church every Sunday. It's great.
Unlocking the door? Have you got
They
the
won't let me back in the church after I bombed there. They said, hey,
Oh,
bro, you
yeah,
can't
that's
come back.
right.
Damn.
They said, the sassy and the successful soray sisters don't want you here. So I don't go back.
You on a no church ban list.
They don't.
Like, that's
They
crazy.
not let me pull up.
The church custodian is crazy.
That's funny.
I'm
I'm there
up
at
all
five, leave at 11.
cleaning up all your sins, man.
I mean, that's what
Herb
you should have said in the show, man.
I know I
Herb
should have. It's too late.
got sit really still, so his keys don't jiggle.
If y'all watching from Sassy and Successful, what is this? It's Sassy and
Sassy
Successful?
saved and
Save
Successful.
Sassy Successful.
Save and Successful. Give Herm another shot, man. He
Come
worked
on,
harder
real
than
show?
that. Save
Huh?
it.
What is that? That's a real show?
No, I had did like a pay show like a couple months ago, and I did it. It was supposed to be a clean set. I thought I could do 30 minutes worth of clean set.
Church.
And
Was it a
my
church
parents, huh,
person?
it was not. It was a cabaret, but it was for the church.
Tell Chinadu what you didn't know was a cuss word that you don't that you didn't know you couldn't say
In church.
in church.
I ain't no nigga was a cuss word. I didn't know.
It's probably the first, one of the
You ain't
biggest
heard
ones.
of. I heard preachers say y'all niggas is tripping. You know,
Not at church.
I go to
No,
church in Philadelphia.
that's a
We
Harlem church.
trying to get everybody together here. You know what I'm
Y'all
saying?
niggas.
How many times you say nigga before they pulled you off stage?
Oh, I didn't get that many. I think I said nigga, and then the next one was nigh, and they was behind me waiting for the
Usher had the white
Going like
glove like
this?
this.
He had the white glove.
That you've been to church prisons, like that's how they are. Church prisons and churches. That's how, like, come on, man.
That's
Like, you can't
wild,
do
bro.
that.
That's wild. Nigga in church.
Learning.
And
He was
didn't know. Didn't even know. Why y'all pulling me off? Why?
Shocked and appalled.
I was
Was
surprised.
you killing before the nigga?
I wasn't
No.
killing at all. I was getting killed.
Damn, Lou.
What was the joke? The
Sir, you
joke?
avoided eye contact,
Hey, tell the
Lou.
joke, girl.
No, you know what it was? The head lady of the church just put her head down the whole time. After I said nigga, her head went in the food. I was looking. I thought I was
Damn.
impressing her. She
Who booked the show? Who hired you? You got somebody fired that day.
No, I did. I did get that young lady fired. I know I did.
No, I did. I did.
I know they like that. I know that lady is probably living a life of sin. Guess what, girl? I'm needing somebody to come book my
Damn.
Stuff.
Hey, give him another shot, man. He working on a new
Oh no. I'm not going back down. If I bomb again, they're gonna send me to hell. I'm just gonna stay up here.
Oh. That's hilarious. That's wild, man. Come on now.
Nigga is crazy.
Damn. That's crazy. You didn't know that was a curse word.
How did you sign off? How'd you dismount?
All right, so nigga, y'all niggas I'm out.
Crazy. And I
did you like sign off? Did you like, all right, I'm Herman Wright, thank you? Or did
no,
you just give
nigga,
the mic
I passed
up?
That mic back. She was back
you didn't
there
even do a sign off?
Man, I ain't had no time to sign off. Hey, I was looking for my charger as I was passing the mic back. I was like, I gotta get out of here for these things. You know
the yeah, fact that you don't even finish your set and you just like, yeah, all right, cool.
Hey, I'm walking over. I'm giving the mic back. She said, don't worry, baby. We still going to pay you.
You got paid? You got paid?
Y'all niggas
still got paid. I still got paid.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's the good people. Listen, hey, they say come as you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't say talk as you are. They
don't say nothing. Just come.
They're like, just stack the chairs afterwards and we're good.
Like, if you didn't have the keys, we would have
shut the whole building down. Lock all these fucking doors.
They said, give our keys back, Herb. You're fired.
Oh my God.
They didn't say talk as you are.
Give me them keys back, boy.
Just wipe down the pews.
Hilarious.
Dog, find it out. Is a curse word at 30 is crazy, bro.
That is funny. Unbelievable.
Okay, so Saturdays or Sundays, y'all dealing with every day is a Saturday? Because I like Saturdays, okay?
I like Saturdays.
There's a lot to me that's going on. We've got kids' birthdays. We've got events. Something's going on Saturdays. But then Sunday, I love church. My church is amazing. So I would be sad if I couldn't go to church.
Why can't you just talk to God on Saturday? Why
no, I talk to God every day. But I'm saying church. My church in itself is on Sunday. And I really
think they would remix it and do Saturdays if the whole world turned into everyday Saturday?
I mean, no.
Herman's right, though. Sunday does have a people feeling to it, though. You know, it's a relaxation that comes with Sunday. You know?
I feel like Sunday is going to be both. Sunday is going to be, like, relaxed, and then sometimes, like, brunch going on. Sometimes people do still have events and things on Sundays. Mm-hmm. I feel like Sundays, like...
You got to get ready for the week.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Sundays, you could cancel more. People will be like, yeah, I understand. It's Sunday,
facts.
I don't got to show up. Saturday, like, what you doing? You ain't doing nothing. It's Saturday. Facts. Come out and hang out.
You can
like,
sleep tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. You got Sunday to relax. Nah. I'm not coming outside. I'm not.
Yeah, that is real. Yeah, Sunday cancellations are less... I feel like people feel less hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, still going Saturday.
I went out last night till today.
You said what?
I said I went out last night until today. So I feel like
you went out last night.
Like, I was about to say, you look a little tired, girl. What was you doing last night? You had a Waffle House.
She was farting in dudes' mouths last night. That's what she was doing.
She was like, I done shat it in four people.
I was having a time last night.
I was on my Neo. You feel me?
I've been farting in all these dudes' mouths in Atlanta.
That's not what I do now.
That's crazy. Oh, Keisha? Yeah, I know.
I find my husband.
I went to their show on Saturday. I went to Tony's show on Saturday.
Aww.
It was good. It was good.
It's a vibe.
Puts on a good show.
Well, Tony was in Atlanta?
Yeah, he was this weekend. I wish I would have known that you was going up on Sunday, Keisha. I would have got Sunday tickets instead.
I didn't know either.
Keisha,
she went for the man. She wasn't going there to perform.
No, I don't even do that puppy shows.
He was in
There's not usually dudes that come. Y'all get the pick of the litter at comedy shows, but female comedians, there's no single men.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because somebody made a joke. Who was that? I think Keenan made a joke about who are the single people, married couples. It was like three single people in there that would say that they were single.
Men don't just go.
Yeah.
Comedy is genuinely
a couples thing. Like, it's rarely singles in
I had this
general.
one dude come to my show this weekend, and he was like so nervous to holler at me. He just like ended up sliding in my DMs, and I was like, "Bro, you missed your opportunity, man." He was like, "I didn't know what to say, man. There was people talking to you. Yeah, people gonna
No,
talk to me, man." Like,
wait, did you give him a chance though, Lulu? Are you gonna like?
Lulu, if you answered the DM, he didn't miss his conversation.
Yeah, no, but then he just fought. He was just like, "So can I come over tonight and get to know you?" I said, "Goodbye, bro. Goodbye.
Come
Goodbye.
over.
I'm over.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye."
That seems like that was where the fumble was, not the DM.
No, that's what I'm saying. He was like, "I just didn't know what to say to you in person." I was like, "Hi, hello." I don't want no unconfident man. Like, that's a fumble.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all do be having hella people talk to y'all though. You got to be on like some
Job.
super super groupie shit to wait there for an hour. And be like,
Just
"All
say
right,
hey. If you
need to."
fine and we make eye contact, just say hey. You
I had a
Lulu,
girl that
your
my
level of
show stood
confidence isn't
up.
normal. You're a comedian. Yeah, that's a little different level. You feel me?
I had a girl at one of my shows stood up and shot her shot, and I was like, she was like, "Well, you said you was single," and I was like, "Bitch, I ain't never that single. I ain't. Let me tell you something.
They shot it at you?
I'm never that single." Yes. She's like,
Shit, she thought she was
"Why?"
gonna dip
Came out this
in.
way. Somebody get this girl her money back. She's like, "I just came to the show just to be." I was like, "Somebody give her
Damn. So you
her
probably
kitty
missed
pie back,
out.
cause sis.
Probably missed
No,
out.
that's not a miss out. That is not a
Nah,
miss
your
out.
standards
I would
is too
be
high.
flattered. I'd be like, "Well,
Your
thank you. That
standards
ain't,
is
you
too
know, we got the same parts of
high. You're
that."
ready to change your life.
Yeah, that
Be
probably
everything
will
you
change
hope
your
for.
life, I would imagine. No, thank you. I like the life I live. Like,
She's gonna eat you out of house and home.
Fact.
no,
She like being farted
nah, she only
on.
fart in men's mouths, not women's mouths.
Oh, my
It's
bad. You don't
different.
know that. She hasn't tried.
Yeah.
I have no desire to try at all whatsoever.
Put
Try
on a woman, you might like it
never
better.
that hard. Nah, I never that heartbroken.
I
I'm
know.
never.
Well, then how are y'all gonna do y'all barefoot and pregnant tour if niggas ain't gonna be pulling up?
They gonna pull up.
I feel like they'll pull up if it's like,
Who
if they
barefoot
know
and
like that's
pregnant?
the premise. Yeah.
But
Bring
yeah, they know
barefoot
that's
and
the
pregnant?
premise. Just come to
Barefoot
comedy.
and pregnant is not a that's not a dude flyer. That's not like
No, they
yeah,
would put on there. It would be a tagline.
It'd be
I help
I
y'all.
wanna see the
You
vision.
probably
Hold
gonna
on.
be full of niggas that wanna shoot their shot.
I
Yeah.
manage y'all's tour. I got y'all.
Thank
You
you.
think
Shout
niggas
out
wanna
to
go
all
to
the
a barefoot and pregnant show? Is
That's
pregnant
true.
women? The bare feet is cool, but the pregnant part, I'm not coming to.
No,
It's not
Herm,
for
that's not
pregnant people.
it.
It's
That's
for us
not it, Herm.
pregnant.
You said
That's
the
not it.
barefoot part
Y'all,
is
we're gonna
cool.
change the name, y'all. We're not gonna do this tour like that. We'll change the name
I
because
like the
clearly
name. Where the niggas
these
at
three
tour?
imbeciles are an indication of what these men are
Well,
gonna
if
think.
y'all not gonna
Okay,
name
we're
it
not
that,
gonna
I'm just
go.
gonna.
I'm gonna be like, man, these. I'm like, these bitches. Not going. You know what I'm saying? Like barefoot though.
Yes.
They
So
what?
maybe we thinking Lulu and
If it's me and
These
Keisha on the
three.
flyer, and
Okay.
neither one
I
of
know, but
us
I
is
think just us
pregnant.
like I think us workshopping this shows it's probably not gonna hit with the men
The
because they're
barefoot
not that
and pregnant
bright.
is we're doing the tours in cities with black men, right?
Got you. That makes sense.
Because we're looking to be barefoot and pregnant. We want to be housewives, right? So we're doing
But,
these tours in like Houston or like
Houston, we
Dallas,
come to y'all
South
first.
Carolina, North Carolina, like place DC where you might meet a nice
The
man
name could still
and
be better.
become barefoot and
Guess
pregnant.
what?
Maybe
Y'all are not the
husband and
target
wife. Can we
audience.
workshop the title real quick? Let's
Yeah,
just
because
workshop
we
it.
dumb. You're gonna have to write all that down underneath the title. Be like, "Oh, they not barefoot or pregnant. They just trying
We
to get barefoot
trying
and
to
pregnant.
get
They not barefoot and pregnant.
barefoot and
Oh,
pregnant and
exactly. Put it
the
on a
picture on
cool
the
on the
flyer is gonna
Y'all
be
gonna have a bunch of women at y'all show, like, "Yeah, me too, sis." And all these
Right.
dumb Negroes here are gonna be like, "I'm not going to that." They're gonna do exactly what
Y'all
these three
so
have chosen.
dumb. Y'all
Because
so
the flyer was
dumb.
pink and had a stroller on it.
It's
Yeah,
not gonna be that.
we thought it was a baby shower pack. You're just like, what the fuck is
We're
this?
gonna
Tiny
call
desk.
it "Are You My Husband" tour. Okay, that's better. Do
Oh,
y'all
this is
understand
just
what that
sitting
now.
down.
Somebody
Y'all
already
three
got
men
that.
understand
Like
that?
that.
Somebody already got that tour.
Damn, stolen
Who got
goods.
the
That
tour?
was a good one. They came. Hey, they
I'll
came
tell
on
you
me.
later, Keisha.
I know.
Amen.
I know.
Beat you
I
to
know. I
it.
know. Wait, we
That
can't
tells
know.
me who be wearing a wigs on stage.
Nah. You know who it is. You're just not gonna like the answer.
Check me.
Yeah.
We'll do it later. We'll do it later.
Lulu.
All right,
Hey,
y'all. Let's vote. Let's vote. Would
when
you
they
rather
said the one
every
who's wearing the wigs on the stage, I knew it was
Ooh,
going to be a
I
little
like
shady after
the
that. Like, who did? Who be wearing the wigs?
All right, y'all. Would y'all rather every day be Saturday or Sunday?
Meg knows you wearing the wigs. That's why she changed the subject. My fault.
Shut up, Herm. You need a wig. What you
Saturday.
want? Okay, Chinadu, who you going with, Saturday or Sunday?
If I had to choose, I would go with pregnant and barefooted tour. Not. No, honestly, I would go with Sunday. Sunday's my jam. Sunday, it's chill. I like Lulu's reasoning. Cancel. It's relaxed. Still have fun. Not too intense.
What about the trying to get pregnant tour?
Oh, that's pretty good.
All the niggas
That's
pulling up.
missing the husband part.
That's
I
missing the
like the
whole
letters
husband part.
TGP.
We don't
The
want to
merch.
be baby mamas.
Trying to get
Right.
pregnant
Because it's a
tour,
bunch of them
I'm
going to
going to that. I'm
No,
going.
because we don't want you. You ain't got no furniture,
I'm
y'all. You not a husband.
sorry.
You is not a
Hey,
husband,
Herm,
Herm.
don't allow that
Hey,
disrespect. You know,
Lulu, that's your
Herm.
third one. I've been trying to let you rock. That's your third one.
Herm,
You ain't
lock up the comedy club.
got
Fuck it.
no
Lock up
furniture.
the
What
comedy
we
club. The
gonna do?
show's off.
Huh?
What we building, Herm? With no furniture. There's
Lock up
no
the club, Herm.
y'all
The
can
show's off.
build the
Lock it up.
furniture.
Lulu,
No, I don't want
I
IKEA
can't have you come
furniture.
over my house because you will not take your Tims off. You don't have no respect. That's why I
I
can't
take
have
my Tims
furniture, but
off
I'm just
if
scared
you
that you're
have
gonna blow up
furniture.
them big ass feet in the little couches that I got.
Fuck your
And
couch.
I'm going,
Fuck
right, I'm
your
gonna pass on that. All I got is bean bags here. If you step on one of those with them Tims, it's done. Can't have that.
Good.
Give me some
Okay,
space.
Pat, are you doing Saturday or Sunday?
Saturdays.
Keish.
Sundays.
Herm.
Sunday.
Lulu.
Sunday.
And I'm going with Sundays too. Looks like the Sundays have it. We'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back. Last topic of the day. Would you rather bungee jump in an empty canyon versus skydive over water?
Wait,
Now, what
but
about
bungee jumping,
that
they
one?
pull you back up, right?
Right. However, if the thing snap, I mean,
I mean, this.
That would you die either way.
right.
Yeah,
But like, you
what
get
is
to
the
see that
opinion?
you're going to hit an impact.
I would rather hit
But
water than hit rocks.
yeah,
yeah,
let's
but for
go back to the
skydiving, you
question
have to
first.
land in the water with a parachute still
Right,
attached to you.
but you're flying over, meaning you don't land there. You don't, it's still like, you know what I'm
Still
saying?
can
You're
go
flying
wrong.
over water, but you land on land. But part of your skydive is over
All right, I
water.
take it back. This is the worst question.
That would
I would do bungee jump just because I've never been. I've went skydiving, but I've never bungee jumped. So I would probably do
Okay, well
that. Do you
that's
which is scarier to y'all?
Bungee
bungee
jump?
jumping.
Bungee jumping.
Skydive is way higher though. Bungee
Equally.
jump is a lot shorter
I know, but
distance.
skydive, you have your parachute. So the whole, like, I don't know. It's
Parachutes
like.
don't open
Sometimes
up from
parachutes
time.
don't work.
But like, that's very rare that a parachute don't work.
It's very rare
Very.
to
You're
bungee jump
different.
to snap
I
too,
know, but
though.
it just feels a little, it feels more secure with a parachute versus like,
Well, I did hang gliding too, and that's more dangerous than all of them.
oh,
So I
that hang gliding's
I'm the
crazy.
danger factor is
Damn, X Games, where are you doing all this stuff?
Yeah. She looks for her husband and look for her husband
Hey,
in the sky.
he should be getting into some
wait,
shit,
I saw
man.
that video that's circulating with the cage dive, with the shark in the cage thing, and I was scheduled to do it, and they had to cancel it because of the weather, and I was so mad. Like, who cares about the weather? We're in the water, whatever.
Who
And when I
cares about
watched
the weather?
it, you in
The
the
water
water?
is
The
affected by the
water
weather.
picture. I know the water. The waters would be like
Water is
this.
directly affected.
But that was the only day I could do it on that trip, so I was so mad I didn't get a chance to do it. And I saw that video the other day, and I was like, that was pretty cool. Like,
Keisha, I think your
Could
husband's white.
be.
You like white people stuff,
I
and that's
feel like he's
okay.
Indiana
That
something.
makes sense. You're looking
That
at the
makes a
wrong
lot of
areas.
sense. I didn't know you did
I'm
all of
this
this.
close to going white.
This
I don't
changes
know.
the
You
trajectory of the
should.
tour,
Right. You
Keisha.
skydiving, farting in mouths. That's white
Yeah,
people
now we gotta go hit like
like
Houston and Colorado. Like, we can't,
No,
like,
y'all gonna
I
be
don't
like
need
Houston,
black
Texas,
men.
and then Forney, Texas the
Or
next
like
night.
Lubbock.
Black
You need to
men
go to
that
like
do
Lubbock,
that are
Texas.
adventurous.
The
There's a
tour
dude.
needs to be called Skateboards and Monster Drinks. Then you go.
Not me. Now don't put me on
Are adventurous black
that
men. Chinadu, you wouldn't skydive or hang glide or cage dive with sharks?
I would do it. Wouldn't be my idea, if that makes sense. I would
Right,
definitely
but
be
if
down.
so, if your girl was like, hey, I booked this
Let's do
tour,
it. Let's go. I'm not tripping.
I'm saying there's black men
Yeah.
that will.
Yeah, but he
That's
didn't
why,
plan
look, you know
it.
how she didn't ask Pat or Herm.
I've always wanted to go cage diving. I love white shark, great white sharks. That was something I've always wanted to do.
I think
So
that
I've
was
never
pretty
heard
dope.
somebody call it a
I
white
mean, he
shark.
survived.
It's called Great White Shark.
Yeah, but I just never heard that abbreviation.
Hey, I love white sharks. Like, whoa, wait up, black man. And this is what we're talking about.
No, you can, Keish. I like doing adventurous stuff too. I've skydived before.
Yeah.
Very scary. I don't know. I'll do it again, but that's probably it. I'll do it one more time. No more.
I would do it one more time, maybe. Depending on where I'm at. I was hungover, so it wasn't the best.
Wow. You have a life on you.
And I paid for the video, so as soon as I landed, it was like, how do you feel? And I was like,
that's funny. Yo, I was so mad when I went skydiving. Yo, I went, so you, the, like, if you're not trained, you have to go tandem with somebody. So the guy that was there, he was like 50, no, he was like 60 years old, white haired old white guy. And let me tell y'all, I swear to you, he was drunk the whole time, because when we went up on this little rickety plane, I looked around and everybody had glasses but me. And I was like, I said, excuse me. I was like, where did I get these glasses? Because I don't have them. Everybody else got them. He's like, oh, snap, I left yours. You can just have mine. And I was like,
See, I'd be like, unzip me.
How you going to see then?
Unbuckle
you
know? Me right now.
Unzip me. The plane is the scariest part because you don't even feel like you're going to make it all the way up. You feel like you're going to have
the plane's the worst part. The plane.
Why do they have trash planes at every place?
No, because of how small they are. They're very rickety, and like as you go up, you feel everything. They open the door. People was jumping out. Like, I guess professional jumpers was on our plane, so they was jumping out like at lower levels. So the plane was just getting empty, and they kept opening the door. And I was like, I want to get off.
I said the guy was like, oh, don't worry, nobody ever dies on their birthday. I was like, today's actually not my birthday. My birthday is tomorrow. He was like, oh, in that case, I don't know what to tell you. But actually, you know what? It was ADD when y'all used to do the comedy show at the Chinese Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I met my friend up there just last minute, wasn't planning to do nothing because it was like my birthday weekend or headed towards my birthday. And we ended up going out to whatever the club was everybody used to go to afterwards. It was like me, my homegirl, Naeem, like a couple comedians, whatever. And because it was like my birthday, everybody was just buying drinks. I woke up in her daughter's little dollhouse bed. Her daughter was like 5. And my jump was at like 9. And I think I woke up at like 8:15. It was all the way in Paris, California. And I called, oh my gosh, she was like, you ain't gonna make it. I was like, girl, I pay my money, I'm gonna make it. And they were like, don't worry, just take your time, get here. It's 100 jumps today. You get here when you get here. I got there. I did a video like, hey, y'all, see how this goes. I'm hungover. And the problem was I ate because they had me waiting around. And I was like, you know, let me just get something to eat real quick. So I went to the little cafeteria, every area, whatever. I got some food. As soon as I ate, they called my name. I was like, I think if I didn't eat, then I probably wouldn't have thrown up when I landed. But
damn,
once I landed, it was a wrap. I do not suggest doing it hungover. I did hang glide hungover and that was fine, but I don't suggest
What is going on?
Stop drinking, Keisha. Dang.
I was on vacation. We was out to like 6 a.m. and our
like, I don't even remember, but I think I went. I have a video.
I don't know how you did. I did zip line and drunk, and that was horrible.
Zip line and drunk as well.
That was horrible.
Yeah, I like extreme stuff on ground.
Jesus, Keisha.
Have y'all ever. Y'all been to the DR and drunk the Mama Juana?
Yeah, girl, that's why I was having my birthday here.
So they give you when you order it, like if I was to just get like a margarita or whatever, you get like a glass like this, right? But the Mama Juana is really small. So I was like, why do they keep giving me this little ass drink?
Because they're strong.
I didn't know. So the next morning, we're on the little shuttle going to ziplining. And come to find out, my cousin was like, the tour guide is using me as an example, right? Because I'm slumped over on the bus. He's like, you don't want to do too much Mama Juana because then you end up like this.
You were the example.
I'm knocked out. I don't even know he's saying this.
Well, we get to the tell zip line.
I don't even know where I'm at. Like, what is going on? I zip line. Yeah, I was.
And if you get the one from the locals, the real one, that joint is strong.
What's in it?
I was not hungover when I went scuba diving. I was very.
It's a Dominican liquor.
Y'all couldn't taste the liquor? Like, y'all couldn't tell?
Nah, it tastes. Not it's really. It's kind of sweet. It tastes real
it
good.
Stick up on you. It really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Wait, Chinadu, I thought you had one.
No, I've been into DR. I haven't have a whatever, no. Muna, or whatever y'all call it.
Mama Juana.
Mama Juana.
The Hakuna Matata. I've had that drink.
Nah, that's your people. Don't do that shit.
Hold on now. That was not based in Nigeria. Lulu, Africa is one place. If you ask her, if Lulu drew Africa, it'd be Nigeria and Egypt. She couldn't have.
That'd be crazy if the Lion King was in Nigeria this whole time.
That was obviously like lower safari.
I feel like even when I see the, you know, when you go to Six Flags or whatever, and they have the one where they like drop you and you swing, that's almost like bungee jumping. I don't even want to do that. I'm scared of that. It's
Yeah,
just, I
nah.
think because the whole point is a rush to like, hey, you're almost hitting the ground. No, you're not. That's the part that scares me. Whereas like skydiving is like, oh, we know you're gonna land. The point is for you to land safely, not to like scare you, like, ha, you're dead.
That's a
And
good point. Yeah,
then with the
bungee more
bungee
like a roller
cord,
coaster.
then with the bungee cord to go back up, you gotta drop again. It's not like you just bounce down and it's over. It's like,
And that harness
but
is so
that's the
strong because that
thrill. That's the
snapback is
adrenaline.
dangerous, you know, the snap.
Because with skydiving, once you that little 60, you only free fall for like 60 seconds, and then it's boring. Then you're just like,
Then it's boring.
yeah.
Skydiving
Once
is
the
boring.
parachute
It's
comes out, and now
peaceful.
you're just
Yeah. He should
slowly
be having a
floating.
lot of
But
fun.
isn't that still kind of scary, the float down?
Not as much as the free fall.
Yeah, for
How
sure. But
is
I
it
wouldn't say
boring just being
boring,
floating in
right?
the sky for a whole minute?
Because it's
What?
like the
Do you fly
thrill,
often?
the
Do you know how to
excitement,
fly?
the adrenaline, the danger of it is pretty
How long
fun.
does it take,
Oh.
Keisha? How long is the whole the jump, like the whole thing,
So
while
when you
you're in
step
the
out,
air?
the free fall is I think 60 seconds, maybe 60 seconds, and then coming back down, I don't know, maybe like
My
10, 15 minutes or something.
No, it ain't
That's
more. Unless
hella
depends on how
fun.
high you are. Mine, I forgot how many hundred,
I think I
15,
was
20,000. I don't know how
30.
many
Yeah,
feet
I
I was
think I
up.
was like 30, 35,000, something like that.
Yes.
Wow.
So mine was a minute free fall and then 6 or 7 minutes with the parachute till you hit the
Yeah,
ground.
I'd get bored in that six,
You
7 minutes. Like,
Damn.
that
That's
ain't
great of you.
ADHD.
The thrill is gone. Like
Yeah.
unless you're over
See,
like the ocean and there's
and this
sharks
is why
down
you
there,
guys
then it
aren't
might be
ready
nice.
for marriage because the
Yeah.
thrill is going to be gone in marriage as well. And you, in 5 minutes, you're like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Ew. No, I'd be like, let's just go.
Y'all
Why
parachuting over the
are we
ocean,
resting?
rolling your
Just
eyes.
stay single.
Let's
Your
go
life
have
is too
a beach
exciting for
day.
marriage.
Let's
Like,
go.
this is it? This is all the water? Got it.
Right.
This
This
makes
house goes
total
smaller
sense.
every day.
I think deep down, y'all don't want a husband. You guys want to be out there jumping out
That
of
has nothing to
planes,
do with
getting
skydiving.
drunk,
Right.
farting on random
I
people's
don't get
mouths.
drunk. I don't do that.
Then we
Hang
shoot at
gliding.
the kids. Feed yourself.
No, I actually do like to cook. I love to cook.
Y'all are
Like,
daredevils.
that's one of my love languages. I like cooking for men and like, doing all that good stuff.
All right, is commercial over?
Donna,
All
I'm
right, what
coming to
y'all doing? What
Ghana.
y'all doing? Y'all bungeeing into an empty cannon, or are you skydiving over water? Herm. Keisha.
Bungee jumping.
Lou.
Skydiving
Pat.
in Ghana. No, it's over water. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Ghana.
Just kidding, Ghana.
I'm doing the empty canyon bungee jump. I can't
Okay.
look at the water.
Chinadu.
If I had to choose, all right, how about cooking barefooted and pregnant?
Barefooted.
Barefooted.
Barefooted. Okay.
But the ED? Oh, that's crazy.
Skydiving,
I'm going skydive. I'll be honest, I didn't keep track or listen to what y'all said, so I don't really know which one won. I'm gonna say it
skydiving
was skydive.
here. Damn, okay.
This is fun making today. All right, y'all. That's it for Squadcast. Thank you guys for joining us. If you have any topics, put it in the comments. We do read the comments. Shout out to our guests for today. Thank you for joining us. Chinedu Inaka, Keisha E, Herman Rice, and our OGs, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud, and
Lou.
myself, Meg Scoop. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.